Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Rethinking Devoted Commitment, Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 3. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. There is a true story about a little pioneer girl who settled in the Republic of Texas. Cynthia Parker and her family lived inside the safety of a fort that enjoyed relative peace with the native tribes around it. But one day, the fort was attacked, and Cynthia's father was killed. Cynthia was kidnapped by the Comanche tribe. This tribe lived in an area of Texas that was so remote it prohibited her rescue. Eventually, she was assimilated into the tribe. Everyone at the fort gave up on her, everyone except Cynthia's uncle. Cynthia's uncle assumed the role of her father, his own late brother, and insisted the family never stop looking for her. The dream of finding her became a reality almost 25 years later. By this time, she married a Comanche warrior and became a faithful wife and mother in the tribe. Cynthia was returned to her Texas family, where she only tried to escape and make her way back to her familiar home with the Comanche. Her plan failed, and she died only a few years later, separated from her Comanche family with a broken heart. What unpredictable commitment in the face of tragic events. An uncle committed to finding his long-lost relative, a young woman committed to her adopted family. There is one who is even more committed to you. He is one who formed you and calls you mine. He was there as your heart started to beat and as your tiny fingers opened and closed. Even a mother is blind to the formation of her baby in her own womb. Yet your God saw you. By grace in His word, He is with you now, moving jointly alongside any trial with His comfort and peace. Only God's ear can hear your sighs during a hard day or your shudders through pain. How often do you futilely relate your stress to others? Dear child, your God already knows. He's there bearing you up during every ache of your heart. Because His Son, Jesus, committed Himself to you with every step toward Calvary, He calls you mine. Because He paid for your sin with each nail to the cross, there is no place too far, not even death, that can sever His devotion to you. Right now, He's preparing a place for you in heaven to celebrate His commitment by grace to you. No spouse, no friend, no therapist could forge a bond that close to you. Your God calls you mine. He is committed to you now and forever. Our prayer. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and take us to heaven to live with you there. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.